Welcome back, Big Blue Nation, episode number 2 of the 2022 season of the Kentucky 15. I am your host, Matt Upchurch, and as always, each episode is 15 minutes or less. Today, it's Kentucky in the transfer portal. With the season over, all eyes, all ears are on the portal. Coach Cal, the staff have been pretty aggressive, so let's take a deep dive into the portal. Your 15 minutes starts now. Okay, so we've all seen the tweets, we've all read the posts of which players have entered the portal and which players Kentucky has reached out to that are in the portal. Now, I'm here to give you a rundown of not just five players that Kentucky has reached out to, but the five players that I think you really need to know about just beyond their name and who they played for, because there's a really good chance they end up a Wildcat. Okay, number one is Terrence Shannon from Texas Tech University. He is originally from Chicago, where Chin Coleman, assistant for Kentucky, has deep recruiting roots, okay? So, he's a 6'6 guard, just like Cal prefers. He likes those long, lengthy guards. He had 10 points per game this year, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, but very, very important for Cal and the staff, he shot 38% from 3. He defends like Cal wants, he's built like Cal wants, and he shoots like Cal wants, okay? His three-point percentage has increased each of his 3 seasons at Texas Tech. Great improvement and indication of how good of a player he can be, okay? So aside from his scoring, his shooting, his defense, he's also the exact type of player Cal wants as far as getting back into scoring in the open court, scoring in transition, playing with speed, having athletes on the floor, right? Increasing the speed of play is something that Big Blue Nation really wants to see, okay? He is a tremendous athlete who can really excel in the open court. And so far, though, it looks like Illinois is probably the team to beat for Shannon. The hometown state, their assistant there, Tim Anderson, recruits the Chicago area very well. So it's going to come down to, you know, Coach Antigua, Coach Chin, and Cal being able to knock out the Illini. Number two is Xavier Pinson. No, Kentucky fans are definitely familiar. He played at Mizzou and most recently at LSU. He has 3 seasons already completed in the SEC. So they played twice, right? Pinson and LSU versus Kentucky played twice this year. On February 23rd, he played 34 minutes. He scored 26 points against the Cats and he had 8 assists. Pretty good stat line, okay? Then January 4th, he had 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists, okay? I mean, he has a lot of success in the SEC. He's shown success against Kentucky. So if we're looking at the season totals, 10 points per game, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. We want that, right? We want that guard who can dish, okay? He only shot 24% from 3. Not what we want, okay? Now you're getting back into that severe Wheeler status, okay? But he did have 6 games this year in which he hit multiple threes. Okay? His junior year at Mizzou, he averaged 13 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, shot it better from deep right at 33%, okay? Should BBN be concerned about a player who has already played for 2 SEC teams in his career? UK would be the third. You know, there could be some red flags there. I see the argument. There aren't too many rumblings about Pinson, though. I mean, there's not a lot of stories out there about him being, you know, drama or him being trouble. You don't hear anything about overwhelming baggage that comes with him, okay? He's a competitor. He's looking out for his future. He's trying to move on to programs that give him the best shot at success. If he wants to ball out for the Wildcats, I say we welcome him, okay? If he does show up and he does shoot that 28 to 30%, you know, from 3-point line, again, that's not what we want. But at the same time, you know, he does dish it just as good as Sevier does. And he's longer, right? And he defends better than Sevier. Third name is Antonio Reeves, okay? He is from Illinois State. He's a 6'5 junior guard. He actually had his name in the NBA draft last year before deciding to return for his sophomore season. Listen to this, 20.1 points per game in the MVC. And the MVC has had a lot of success. Remember, Loyola Chicago is a really good program. They beat the Illini last year, right? They took Ohio State kind of down to the wire this year. So 20.1 points per game, and now this is what we want to hear, 39% from three. Okay, that is a 6'5 junior guard that shoots it lights out from three. We like that. Okay, against NCAA tournaments, tournament teams this year, his last game against Loyola Chicago, he had 15 points, 4 rebounds, was 2-for-5 from 3. But he did have 7 turnovers in that game. Their previous meeting against Loyola Chicago, he had 20 points, 2 boards, 2 assists. Okay, now they played Wisconsin earlier in the year. He had 25 points against Wisconsin, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and he was 2-for-7 from 3. They actually played Murray State earlier in the year. He had 19 points, 4 rebounds, and in that game, he hit 3 threes. He was 3-for-9 from deep. He's a scorer, okay, at all levels. He can get to the rim. He can get to the free throw line. He can shoot it from deep, okay? The only problem I really see is he's a little bit more of a volume shooter, okay? He got a lot of field goal attempts at Illinois State, okay? There were games where he took more than 20 field goal attempts. That is not going to happen with Kentucky, okay? Cal is not going to give him that bright of a green light. But he still has that percentage, right? He's still shooting 39% from three. He's still a 6'5 guard, okay? He's got 2 years of Division I basketball, 2 years of MVC basketball. He can definitely play for the Cats. Okay, next one, and this one is from out west, but you guys probably saw the post, but Fardaz Amik, you know, from Utah Valley State. He actually started at Mercer, but most recently at Utah Valley State. 6'11 center. He's out of Canada. This year, he averaged 18.9 points per game. He averaged 13.6 rebounds, 1.7 assists, and 1.3 blocks. That's in 34 minutes per game. Okay, that's a ridiculous amount of playing time for a 6'11 center, okay? He shot 49% from the floor, 72% from the free throw line, but what, you know, Kentucky fans are going to love, he actually shot 43.5% from three. Now, he only averaged 1 made three per game and just right around 2 attempts per game, but still, you know, the ceiling is there, the level is there, the ability to shoot the three is definitely there. You know, that's a good sign for, you know, a Kentucky team that really needs to get back to stretching the floor. You know, you got a big man, a 6'11 center who can step out and make perimeter shots. Against NCAA tournament teams this year, his last game against New Mexico State, he had 8 points, 9 rebounds, and he was 1-for-4 from 3. The previous game against New Mexico State, he had 23 points, 12 boards, and he was 2-for-3 in that game. The first game of the year, they played Boise State tournament team. He had 15 points. He had 5 rebounds. Earlier in the year against a then-ranked, you know, Mark Pope coach BYU team, he had 24 points, 22 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 5 blocks. Think about that. 24 points, 22 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 5 blocks. Okay, Wyoming, another tournament team, he had 14 points, 5 boards, and he shot 2-for-6 from 3. Washington didn't make the tournament this year, but they're a Power 5, they're a Pac-12 team. He had 15 points and 5 boards there, okay? This one's going to be crazy. I mean, he's heard from everybody. I think Gonzaga is kind of in the driver's seat there. Texas Tech, who thrives on bringing in transfers. You know, they've met with him already. So those are two, you know, big teams. He's meeting right now, you know, within the last 24 hours with Arkansas. You know, if you guys follow John Rothstein, he calls Eric Musselman the importer. Again, another coach who really thrives in the transfer portal. From him, you know, Amak, he said, so far I'd say Maryland, Texas Tech, Gonzaga, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Houston have been prioritizing me the most. Those coaching staffs are calling me daily, often multiple times a day. I really think Gonzaga and Arkansas are probably the leaders. I think just their style of play really fits with him. You know, I think Kentucky, obviously, you know, he can play right there like a Karl Anthony Towns. He can play there like a Bam. He can play there like a, you know, he can stretch to the floor more than a Dakari or an Oscar. But, you know, they can play through him like that. Probably more pick and pop along with pick and rolls. Okay, it's been a long time since Cal has had a pick and pop kind of player. You know, I think Arkansas and Gonzaga, Texas Tech, I don't know if he can defend the way Texas Tech, you know, Coach Adams there wants him to. And Houston, Kelvin Sampson, again, the way they defend, the way they play, how fast they are, you know, how aggressive they are, I don't know if he fits there as well. Okay, moving on to number 5 here. Hey, another player coming out of the SEC, Shane Dazone from Vandy. Okay, he's a 6'4 shooting guard out of New Hampshire. He was a 4-star out of high school. He was ranked number 2 player in his state. He played in 35 games this year for Vandy his freshman year. He only started in 2 of those games, and he only averaged 11 minutes per game. But he did shoot 56% from 3. And while he didn't have that much playing time, his stats came from 3. From deep, he shot 14 of 25, okay, which is definitely impressive. He was 12 for 15 from the free throw line. And again, I know that's not a lot of numbers, but those are great percentages. Okay. He had 10 points and 4 rebounds against Georgia in the SEC tournament. He went 2 for 3 from deep in that game. And his best game of the year, you know, what was that Georgia SEC tournament team or tournament game? Played 17 minutes. And again, 17 minutes, 10 points, 4 boards, and he went 2 for 3 from deep. He originally committed to Sean Miller at Arizona before Miller was bounced. So this is a player who was about to go play on one of the best teams in the nation. Okay. Again, we don't know him that well. He only averaged 11 minutes per game. But again, you're talking about a 6'4 shooting guard. 14 for 25 from deep on the season. And, you know, to be honest, you know, you got Scottie Pippen Jr. there who took most of their shots and handled the ball most of the time anyway. So, you know, even on the floor, you know, the ball isn't in his hands more. So he could get somebody somewhere else with a natural point guard, and he can help space the floor. And he can be ready to catch and shoot. You know, teams like St. Peter's who want to go to that zone against Kentucky because we don't have that many shooters typically. You know, this is a player who could definitely help out. So those are the top 5. Those are the 5 I would say right now, you know, that Kentucky fans should be keeping an eye on. Obviously, the portal is fluid, right? There are new players joining every day. There are new players leaving the portal every day. But those, as of now, those are 5 names I think you really need to keep an eye on. The only other thing I would say here is, you know, there's been some stuff out there on Twitter and on forums about Murray State, right? And Coach McMahon leaving, Steve Prohm coming back in. McMahon, you know, he left Murray for LSU. So you got Murray players like KJ Williams. You know, BBN has been all over him on Twitter. You know, he's a power guy. He's a post player that can really stretch the floor. You know, he's someone that, you know, you've heard some talking heads talk about being able to replace Oscar should Oscar leave. Okay, and then there's Tevin Brown, you know, a dynamite athlete. Okay, so those are big names that some of BBN are keeping an eye out for. But I'll say this. Murray State's point guard, Justice Hill, he entered the portal, and very, very quickly he committed to LSU. Okay, remember, LSU's coach, new coach, McMahon, that is where he came from, Murray State. Okay, so that's the first player to enter the portal for Murray State that followed their coach to LSU. So should KJ Williams, you know, decide to play college hoops, I think LSU would be the team to beat. Should Tevin Brown come back, you know, I think LSU would be the team to beat. So I know those are guys who have played their college basketball in Kentucky. You know, they've been probably inundated with all the Kentucky talk and how blue, you know, that state really is. But I would say if they decide to come back to college hoops, those two are probably LSU leans just because we have that precedent now in which, you know, the former Murray coach, when he bounced and went to LSU, the first player for Murray State who entered the portal and then committed somewhere was to LSU, okay? So I think that precedent is something to keep an eye out for, okay? Now, remember, the portal is going to have bigger and bigger and bigger names entering it as the days go by, as the weeks go by, as the NCAA tournament ends. You're going to see some really, really big names, okay? But on this list here, man, give me Terrence Shannon, you know, out of Texas Tech. I think he is a perfect, perfect fit for Cal system. The way he guards, the way he sprints, the way he shoots it from deep, I would take him. If you want me to choose between Xavier Wheeler and Xavier Pinson, I'm taking Pinson. I just am. I know his shot needs some work. He did have a season where he shot 33% from three, but, I mean, he's longer. You know, I think he has less turnovers. He's more dependable, okay? And again, Antonio Reeves from Illinois State. You look at someone like Kellen Grady, you know, here's a guy who shot 39% from three. I'd love to sign him up, okay? So keep an eye on these 5, okay? And I'll be back with a new episode. Keeping in contact with you guys as much as I can. Please subscribe. Please like if you can. Spread the word. Thanks.